Welcome to another edition of Washtenaw United on 89.1 WEMU. Each week, we partner with the United Way of Washtenaw County to explore issues of equity and opportunity in our community. And today, we're going to focus on avenues of self-care and soul care for women. I'm David Fair, and there is data that shows in a conventional household, women bear 75% of the mental load. Now, that's tough. Through the pandemic, women have been hit harder, both in terms of job loss and burnout. Our guest today is invested in helping carve a healthier and happier path forward. Lisa Baker is a health coach and nonprofit consultant running her own business called Simply Health Coaching. Thank you so much for the time today, Lisa.
Thanks for having me.
You are a self-described sanity whisperer. Now, I love that phrase, but what exactly do you mean by that?
Well, what I like to say is that I am trying to pull women back from the brink of, I'm about to go insane. So I'm just trying to be that little voice, that little whisper in their ear that says, it's okay, you've got this, let's take it back to basics. Like you said, my business is called Simply Health Coaching, and that word simply is in there.
You use a phrase in describing what you do that says, I help you be well while doing good. How do you define well and doing good?
I am not just a health coach. I also work with nonprofits who are looking for a way to make their staff healthier and more sustainable human beings so that they can do better work in the world. So I like to define doing good as all these organizations who are taking over some of the things that government used to do for us. Now a lot of that falls to nonprofits and mission-driven businesses. So anyone who puts people and planet ahead of profit are the people who are doing good. And unfortunately, those are the people right now on the front lines of the pandemic, especially, who are not doing well. They are really burning out in huge numbers.
So when a client comes to you, and every organization and every individual is different, where does it all start? What kind of assessment do you do?
Well, people usually come to me because they think they need to, and I'm going to use air quotes here, fix their food choices. And what I like to tell them is, yes, the food you put in your mouth is important, and there are all kinds of other things in our lives that nourish us or don't. So things like our careers and our relationships, whether we have a spiritual practice, whether we move our bodies, all of these things work together to either nourish or toxify us. So I like to say that, you know, if you don't like your job and your boss is a jerk and your coworkers make you crazy, all the green smoothies in the world are not going to help you.
Right. So what is the process for then developing a plan, either organizationally or individually, a plan and protocol for success?
Well, I really like to take them back to this idea that we innately know what we need to be healthy. And given the right nutrition and circumstances, our bodies can heal ourselves from most everything. So the idea is to really tune into what your body is asking you for. It's not something we're used to doing. We're used to looking outside ourselves for all the advice on how to be healthy, like eat this way, move this way, do this, don't do that.
Yeah.
So I really ask people to tune into what is right for them right now. So if you think about, you know, 20 years ago, running might have been my thing, but now that I'm in my 50s, maybe walking is what I need. And we somehow forget that. We forget that we're different people as we age. And so a lot of people need to learn how to look inside themselves again to get that information, get the information of what is right for me right now. That's when you really understand that you are different from everybody else. What works for one person doesn't work for another. And I like to say, like, my kale might be your kryptonite. And so let's figure out on an individual basis what you need. So rather than being a very prescriptive operation where I'm going to tell you how to eat, I'm going to tell you how to move, I'm going to tell you what you should be doing, you're going to figure that out for yourself.
Washtenaw United and our conversation with health coach Lisa Baker continues on 89.1 WEMU. What have you seen change through the course of the pandemic in those you work with?
I will say that the data that you cited at the beginning, you know, women generally bear about 75% of the mental load in a traditional heterosexual household. And, you know, that's not to say that the men are not helping. It's to say that the women are still organizing. They're like the project managers at home. They know what needs to happen, when it needs to happen, how it's going to happen. And the men are certainly stepping up and helping out. And the women's mental load has actually gotten more because we're also now, we're not just the mom who works. We are the homeschooling teacher, the school nurse, the lunch lady, the phys ed instructor. So the burnout among women has just increased in leaps and bounds. And I think we've sort of lost this idea that we have time to take care of ourselves, and we keep making it a little too difficult. So I like to ask people, you know, how would it look if it were easy? And we have this idea that we have this long list of to-dos, including self-care. So, you know, we need to get that mani-pedi, and we need to have a massage, and we need to do yoga, and we need to meditate. And all these things end up being just one more long list of to-dos. And so I like to ask, you know, how would it look if it were easy? What if it were just a walk around the block after dinner? You know, can we start there rather than aiming for, I need to train for a 5K? You know, let's just take a walk around the block. Let's start there.
And again, you mentioned that we tend to look externally. What kind of questions should someone ask of themselves as they approach this new idea of a healthier life?
I think the most important question is, what is right for me right now? Not what is right for my neighbor, my best friend, my brother, my mother, but what is right for me right now, and how would it look if it were easy?
Some of this is kind of like New Year's resolutions. We mean well, our intentions are true, but self-accountability and follow-through, that's really the hard part. How do you help navigate that barrier?
Yeah, really thinking about how you can set yourself up for success. Because, as I said, we try to make it as easy as possible. So if easy means I'm going to take a walk around the block after dinner every night, what do you have to put in place for that to happen? It may be that you need to say to your teenagers, hey, you guys need to clean up after dinner. This is not on me. I cooked. It's time for you to clean up the dishes. You know, if that gives you 10 or 15 minutes, you might, you know, end up with a few broken plates, but still you'll get your walk in, right?
Right.
But, you know, there are lots and lots of tips for how you can set yourself up for success. But really, it is thinking ahead. And what happens is very often when we don't do something, we fall into this cycle of judgment and negativity and like, I'm so stupid, I'm so lazy, how come I can't do this? And I always say there's two ways to ask that question. Like, why can't I do this? It's very different. It's very judgy from the question, huh, why didn't I do this? Which is curiosity. So less judgment and more curiosity. And with that curiosity, you'll come up with ideas like, oh, this is why I couldn't take a walk around the block, because I didn't have the time, because I'm the one who cooks and does the dishes. You know?
Once again, this is 89.1 WEMU's Washington All United, and we continue our conversation with health coach and self-described sanity whisperer, Lisa Baker. Now, Lisa, there's a lot of trendy jargon used in and around the arena of well-being. There is self-care and there is soul care. What is the difference?
Well, I like to call it soul care simply for the reasons that we talked about. Self-care has really become this long list of things that we feel like we, quote unquote, should do. We're constantly shooting all over ourselves. Self-care is what Cosmo is telling you you should do. And for me, soul care is really what the cosmos is calling you to do. So again, there's that sense of you need to drop into yourself and figure out, like, what are you being called to do rather than what are you being shoulded into doing?
This really is a retraining thought process. So with this in mind, how is the health coaching different than therapy?
That's a great question. And the way I think about it is therapists are very, very good at helping us figure out where we are right now and why we are that way. And they're good at giving us tools to move forward from that place. A health coach really helps you along the way to the future. And we walk that path with you for a certain amount of time. It's really about helping you figure out how to set up your accountability system. Like, how are you going to make this happen? What's the next tiny step you can take? We sort of take over from where a therapist gets you.
I want to move from the internal back to the external for a moment and take a look at the more broad and societal perspective as we explore the health and well-being of our communities on issues like social justice, equity, collaboration, understanding, and activism. How important is this personal introspection and self-activism?
I think it's incredibly important because, as I said at the beginning, when I work with individuals to get them sustainably healthy as a human being, meaning we've made these lifestyle and food choice changes so that they can be healthy going forward, they become more able to engage in the world in a healthy way. And what really tends to happen, I think, especially with women and especially with people in the so-called caring professions or mission-driven work, is that we tend to just empty ourselves out all day long at work for other people. And then we come home, and what do we have there? We have another group of people that needs everything we've got. And so we just empty our cups, and we are sort of feeding people from the dregs, like the drops at the bottom of our cup, rather than being so full of energy, love, that we can serve from our overflow. And we have more to give because we're serving from the overflow rather than what's left.
Well, I'd like to thank you for both the time and the perspective today, Lisa. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
That is Lisa Baker, a health coach and nonprofit consultant running her own business called Simply Health Coaching. You can find more information about Lisa and her work at simply-healthcoaching.com, or you can visit our website at WEMU.org, and we'll provide all the links you need. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.